It is the Transfer Committee Show, the final Transfer Committee Show, the bonus Transfer Committee Show, the Transfer Committee Show they thought they tried to ban. I've got Paul Senior, I've got Kev Walsh, Craig Hannon, Sean Bennett and Harriet Pryor. Harriet, how are you feeling about this?
I'm absolutely petrified. I'm so nervous. And I said to Paul before, I'm really scared. And he said, yeah, you should be. So that's not made me feel any better.
I've been offering backroom deals in the office and she's refused to
say. He said, right, Harriet.
Kev Walsh bongs.
Honestly.
Kev said, before we go down, let's do a little backroom deal. Let's sell this. But I was like, no.
That's how the world works. She's got to grow up.
Indeed, backroom deals. Credit to John Furlong for creating the game and advising Steve Davis for pulling in the fees and the money. This is the one. It'll only go out if Liverpool buy Darwin Núñez. That's the risk we're taking because we're saying Núñez is a done deal as we record this.
So this could just be for fun.
I mean, if you want to find it fun, Harry, that's down to you.
Best of luck.
Fun is very much an advisory term on this. What that means, though, is that this transfer committee that's in front of me has got minus 46 million to spend. They've got to balance the books. Paul Senior, how do you feel about balancing the books?
Let's get a pen.
So,
we haven't got to start yet. Don't worry, I'm just asking how do you feel about having to balance the books?
No, how do I feel about it? Well, it's typical from you to do this to us. I can't wait to see your little fucking dice come out.
Pack of dice here, Paul.
I'm going to be fucking checking.
Me and Harry went to buy the dice.
Yeah, they look at the new dice.
Yeah, you both went to buy it, but yeah, Harry's had to pay, didn't she?
Neil was worried there was a dice shortage in Liverpool at one point, weren't you?
I thought it might be Brexit related.
Give me another one.
So there's the dice.
Another casually.
I'm just checking all sides of this dice. This is not good for audio, but...
You check the dice. So you've got minus 46 million to spend plus anything you get in. At the very least, you need to balance the books. You've spent money on Diaz in the winter and you've bought or are very close to buying Núñez. Buying Núñez has led a few forward options to be taken off the list. So Lewandowski, for instance, you can't have anymore. You'll also need to do the wage bill, but the wage bill should be all right. It should be straightforward. It's a plausible amount of work that we can do. We've also taken away the idea of agents' fees. They're already allowed in the prices, so I've made the maths easier for myself around that. But the manager has signified, Paul, he doesn't want to let more than four players go who started more than 10 games for Liverpool last season. He feels keeping the squad together will show dividends, and we don't want to do any business in terms of moves into the squad in goal. The breakdown on the wages is known now, low, medium, high, super high, and mega, depending on approximately how much each of these lads is on a week. The units are straightforward for me to do as a go. I'm going to allow you, I owned an ard on this, but you can also still extend Mo Salah's contract. But if you do extend Mo Salah's contract, your transfer budget goes from minus 46 million to minus 54 million at a stroke. So you've got 54 million to make up as you go from there. If you don't offer him anything, it's likely he leaves on a deal next summer. Paul is working like a fella who's doing countdown immediately on this. So you could be at minus 54 or minus 46. Any players who come in on the shake-up, there's the exception of a season-long loan in terms of the wages, but I think you're going to be all right on wages.
Neil, you're describing this all like it's so understandable and easy. And
I've zoned out me. All I can think of is Shell and Navigator. Get him gone.
When you made your contract decisions, well, you don't have to do that at all at this point. You can just roll the dice. So, Paul, you've got the dice in hand.